From sea to shining sea, America's favorite uncle, Bumpkin Bob.
Hey y'all, this is Bumpkin Bob coming to you from the Bumpkin Media Studios here in beautiful Siloam Springs, Arkansas on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. I hope you've been out and enjoyed today. It has been brutal, if that's a good way to put it. Hey, man, I hate to even say this because my Razorback fans are going to hate me, but our beloved Razorbacks sucked it up big time yesterday against Vanderbilt. Shit happens. I mean, oh, Lord, we got three tough customers left. We got a bye week this week. Hopefully, so next podcast, you won't hear me saying nothing because we'll have a bye week, but hopefully, you know, we can get through this season and have a great recruiting class. We're saying that it's going to be like a top 20, so let us pray. The other sports thing I wanted to mention, as of recording today, Game 5 in the World Series has not started yet, but Boston Red Sox are up 3-1 in that series, which means our beloved Andrew Benintendi, ex-Razorback baseball player, has got his club, I should say, has got three games left to win one, so hopefully they will pull it out, and Andrew will get him a ring. Meant to look this up. Me and my son were talking this evening at dinner, and I mentioned that, you know, I know Kevin McReynolds, who is from over there in the eastern side of Arkansas, I think Lone Oak County, that he's got a ring with the Mets, but I don't know if he played for the Razorbacks or not, or if he just went straight out of high school into professional football. I have to look that up because I'm interested to know just for my own personal benefits. Make sure while we're just getting started here this evening that you follow us on Twitter at Bumpkin Bob Show. Follow us on Facebook. Check out our website at The Bumpkin Bob Show. You know, we want y'all to follow us. And go over there to Facebook and join the Bumpkin Army. I need some Army people. I need my Bumpkin Army. And Luke don't like me saying this, but maybe some Bumpkin Bunnies. I'm all about the Bumpkin Bunnies. Okay, let's talk about something serious before we get into what I really wanted to get into this evening. I want to say our hearts and prayers go out to the city of Pittsburgh. And I think it was 11 people that were killed yesterday in that synagogue. Y'all, you know, that was crazy. Hearts and prayers go out to those people. Heaven forbid something like that happens in your town. But we're all human beings. We're all Americans. So let's send out prayers to those folks. Let's lift them up. And I'm not sure in the Jewish community how all that stands, but lifting up to God. But I know that, you know, they believe in the Old Testament just like we do. So us conservative Christians. But anyway, let's move on. That was a sad thing. They did catch the guy. So let's hope and help them get through this. The one thing that has been on my mind this week and that our conversations with the people I have conversations with on a pretty much daily basis have centered around is what's been happening leading up to our midterm elections, which are just a little over a week away. And I'm just going to come flat out and say it, tell you my opinion. It's like Miss Ford coming out during the Kavanaugh. Can't think of what the word is, but him trying to be sworn into the Supreme Court, the caravan coming up out of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. And now this week, the bombs being sent to the Democrats. You know, it's like, okay, we have a longtime Democrat that all of a sudden slaps a bunch of Trump stickers on his van and sends bombs that do not explode to a bunch of the Democratic Party. Now, here's my deal. And then on top of that, we're going to talk about that caravan. That caravan that is, you know, these people are marching 1,500 miles or more than that, I guess. You know, they need facilities, bathroom facilities. They need food and shelter. And that's all being provided for them. It's like, people, this thing was planned. And it's like everything that's going on leading up to the midterm elections, if you don't think the Democrats and the Democratic National Committee is not behind that, you're fooling yourself. And here's the deal. I'm just going to flat out say this about conspiracy theories. I don't believe in them. 99.9% of them, I don't buy. I have acquaintances and friends that are conspiracy theorists that believe in that stuff. And I'm the one that has a hard time believing in it. You know, the JFK conspiracy of whether the mob killed him, or, you know, I've even heard the conspiracy that LBJ had him killed because they hated each other. That part I know is true. LBJ and John F. Kennedy fucking hated each other. That's just a... That's fact. I mean, they both said it on different occasions. But was there a conspiracy by LBJ to kill JFK? I don't know. I don't believe it. I mean, I think foreign nationalist government, the Russians or somebody, hired Oswald, or he was working for him, to kill him. I don't believe it was any bigger of a conspiracy than that. Do I think there might have been a second shooter? Yeah, I think there might have been a second shooter, but I think that's just normal sniper-type stuff. I mean, I think you put two different people, two different locations to take that shot. I'm telling you right now, our police forces... When the SWAT rolls in and sets up on a situation, they've got multiple snipers from different angles and everything on that site. So do I think there could have been two shooters? Yeah. But a conspiracy? I don't know about that. Do I think Area 51 was a conspiracy? No, I don't buy that. But now this, the Democratic National Committee and all the shit that's going on leading up to this midterms, yeah, they're behind all this. And people, if you buy it, then you're buying into their bullshit. And here again, as whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, the liberals, the libertarians, the conservatives, or the independents, do you really want to be a part of a group that does things like this to try to sway elections? That I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to vote for those people. Here again, your local politicians that are Democrats have nothing to do with that, but the whole thing's being done to help them get elected. So you've got people like me that are saying, well, I'm not voting for you because your Democratic National Committee is doing this bullshit to try to sway this election, and I don't buy it. They're trying to prompt Trump into doing things that will make you mad, such as sending military to the border. And that, you know, they're doing that. It's them, people. You got to realize where this is coming from. And honestly, do I think those bombs being sent to all those Democratic parties was a conspiracy? Yes, I do. The FBI over the last week has released more information about their investigation than they have of all the investigations they've ever done put together. And it's like, okay, something's weird going on here that, you know, they're investigating all these bombs, but they're releasing all this information. That's got to be weird. I mean, that's, to me, that's the one thing that spells conspiracy more than anything else. Now, again, I doubt very seriously after tonight or after the midterms, and that you'll hear, except for this, what's happened this last month, that you'll hear any other conspiracies on this podcast. But this, and if you do, it's because it's something just like this that I feel very strongly about. I mean, I'm just not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in it, but this I do. So you can take that to the bank. And please, 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 to my fellow, not my fellow Democrats, because I don't consider myself a Democrat. I am a Christian conservative. But to the people that consider themselves Democrats, don't fall for this bullshit. I mean, honestly, it's just crazy. I don't know any other way to explain it than it's just fucking crazy. I'm not going to talk anymore about that because I'm just getting mad. I will say that I hope everybody has a good day at work this week. My producer's coming in here and grinning because I told him my phone was off and he just heard my text message go off. So I'm pretty sure y'all heard that on the podcast too. So I'm in trouble. That's your conspiracy right there. He's conspiring against me to turn my phone off. How do y'all feel about that shit? Anyway, hey, did I tell y'all last week that I'm a grandpa again? I'm not sure if I did, but I'm a grandpa again, just in case anybody needs to know it. And we are coming up. This week is Halloween, is it not? My brain just went blank. Please, over Halloween, be safe. You know, if you're handing out candy, you know, leave a porch light on for the little pumpkins. And oh my God, please do not be the people that hand out toothbrushes or apples or I don't know what else I've gotten when I was doing Halloween stuff, but you know, the kids, we want Smarties as parents. We want Smarties and M&Ms and Kit Kats and Baby Ruths and Snickers and that kind of stuff. So we don't want all that. This is the one night to let them be kids. Let them have some sugar. Let them have some candy. It'll be all right. So don't be that person in the neighborhood that hands out, you know, like whitening strips or dental cards or whatever. It's like, chill the hell out. Let them have some shit. Let them have some candy. They'll be all right. Oh my God. I had a coworker, I guess I can tell this, that had a couple of kids that him and his ex-wife had joint custody of. Let me check my time. Yeah, I got time to tell this real quick. They had joint custody, and she was a real, like, organic, hippie type, you know, that caliber person. She didn't want the kids to have sugar and didn't want them to have this. And I used to tell him all the time, I'm like, because she would give him hell during the, because he had them every other week during his week about what he fed those kids. I said, man, on Sunday night before I sent them kids home, I would tank them up on M&Ms and Mountain Dew and then send them home. He's like, I can't do that. I'd catch hell about it for a year. I'm like, I know, but damn it. So this Halloween, be safe, but let the kids have some candy. And kids, if your mom and dad let you listen to this podcast, if somebody gives you a toothbrush, just give it to your mom and dad and say, well, that sucks. Anyway, we bitched and ranted for about 16, 17 minutes, so we're going to get off here for the night. This is Bumpkin Bob, and we're out of here. Hey, y'all, it's Bumpkin Bob here. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll enjoy our monthly episode even more, uploaded first on bumpkinbob.com. For all the Bumpkin content, follow us anywhere you can, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And don't forget to leave us a review. 5 stars are good, 1 stars are not welcome. And this is Bumpkin Bob, and we're out.